Last time I read to you, the engineer told me that in my excitement, I explode into the sports section. So, nice and calmly, here's the sport. Football. The last three games for Aldershot have been pretty dismal. Firstly, our home game against Southend was abandoned when the floodlights had an electrical issue. Apparently, there was a bit of confusion as to whether the game had been abandoned. I gather this was due to the PA also having an electrical issue. Unluckily for Aldershot, a few minutes before the abandonment, midfielder Jones was shown a straight red card, and while the card and subsequent suspension will stand, the scoreline in Southend's favour will not. That's one bit of good news. And then on New Year's Eve, a miserable draw against bottom of the league Plymouth Argyle. According to manager Dean Holdsworth, the Shots did everything but put the ball in the net, which makes winning decidedly difficult. I said that, not him. It didn't help that the Plymouth goalkeeper managed to save a penalty kick by Danny Hilton. I bet the fans gave him some stick over that. And finally, to complete the misery of this festive season, the Shots travelled to Gillingham and managed to lose 1-0. This was even after Gillingham were reduced to 10 men in the 61st minute. According to my mate, who went, it was a cold, wet and miserable night, not made any better by a travelling Shots fan being evicted from the ground for singing. They clearly like playing in silence at Gillingham, and I'm pretty glad I missed it. While in the Cherry Red Combined Counties League Division 1, Farnham Town need to buck up their ideas somewhat. Following a loss to Ash United of 3-0 and the dire headline of Farnham have much to do in the new year, they then travel to Camberley for a 6-0 trouncing. This has put Farnham down into apparently a dogfight at the bottom of the table, and all of this woe makes this week's clash against Sandhurst an interesting affair after they lost 6-1 to Ash United last week. In total, Farnham Town have let 16 goals in over the last four games. It looks like they have a mountain to climb, so get your finger out, Farnham Town. Cycling. Farnham Road Club held their first event of the 2012 season on New Year's Day, a 10-mile time trial on the Bentley-based course. I have no idea how people can do these things. Anyway, 24 solo riders, 15 were from the Farnham Road Club, one two-up pairing and three tandems, competed on an overcast morning, with the riders having to struggle out to the turn against a strong headwind. I can imagine that. Fastest solo rider was Dan McCarthy in 22 minutes 41 seconds. It's unbelievable. Followed by Farnham junior rider Sam Jackson in 22:55. Third place went to Adam Bell, also at Farnham, with a time of 24:04. I would still be going, and it would probably be a lot longer than that. The event also saw the first public showing of the club's new racing kit, apparently now in stock and available from Nigel Bicknell. In case you want one, there's no phone number for Nigel, so I can't give it to you. Now I have a photograph of a man with a bucket of fish. In fishing news, Dave Steer of the host club won the MBK Leisure's Open match at Pump Station Gretham on Tuesday, December 27. 20 anglers took part and Steer won with an excellent catch of 41 pounds, 4 ounces. That's a lot of fish, particularly if you then have to go and throw them all back. Now, I just have time to tell you that Farnham Conservatives are leading the Farnham Billiards League by 207 points. However, in snooker, they are down in fourth place in Division 2.